Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you joined me today for the show, Tuesday Tip, episode number 43. Every Tuesday, I come on board and give you a tip for business and in life. So today's tip is the word aware. I want you to be aware of everything that's going on around you. Things don't happen by chance or accident. I believe that things are definitely inspired, divinely inspired for what you are going through in your own personal life. And all we have to do is be aware. Look at the signs that are going around us. Look at everything that's happening and just be aware. That acronym today is the letter A for available. I want you to be available for every opportunity that you have going on, every opportunity that you will have come up. And when I say available, I mean in terms of your time, in terms of your money, in terms of your relationships, in terms of everything in your life. Be aware and be available for anything that might happen. Because, you know, you never know what's going to happen next. Some of the things that I heard over and over, year after year, is if you stay ready long enough, get ready. So, you guys, I want you to be available to get everything that you want in life. But in order to do that, you've got to be aware of what's going on. So I just encourage you to please, please, please be aware of what's going on. And when you're aware, you can easily respond to the things that you see that are happening around you. You know, when you're aware, you can take action. And that's what life is all about. W in aware stands for work. And here's what I know without a shadow of a doubt. You guys got to go to work. And I have to be quite honest with you. I have spent the last 3 years doing more worrying than working. And I just made a commitment to myself on this day that is over. I'm not going to be about what used to happen, what happened in the past, whatever. Because I truly believe that everything that happened in the past was for my learning. And I want you to believe that way as well. I want you to know that everything that you've went through, oh my goodness, has been there to help you. Everything that you are have just really been there to give you the experience that you needed. So I want you to get ready to work. And I mean, define that work, break it down and what work looks like for you. So really be on point and just know exactly what that work means for you. The A in aware stands for attitude. And, you know, I will tell you this. It's hard to stay motivated when you don't see anything happening. I will say this without a shadow of a doubt. Our attitude does determine our altitude. And I know it's so easy to go into negative negativity. It really is. It is extremely easy to go into negative negativity. But what you have to do more than anything in the world, you just got to decide that it's, oh, I'm doing this thing. Hey, this is, oh my goodness, this is what I want to have happen, and it will be, it shall be. And when you start to think, believe like that, things will start to happen that are out of your control. Your attitude is just throws you into a different arena. I tell you, help people all the time. If you live by your attitude, some of us will be dead. Some of us will be dead. Stay alive, be beneficial. Guess what? Your attitude has got to get right. Your attitude has got to get right. So I hope that you will work on that before we start 2017 and that you will be ready to go. The R stands for read. And, you know, I am very passionate about reading, you guys. I think most of you know I read one book a week, each every week. I don't let a week go by without reading a new book. The reason I do that is because I know everything that I need is located in a book. And what the problem is we need to be about finding that book in order to get the information that we need. When we choose to find that book, oh my goodness, our life can turn into something wonderful. But until we make that decision, life can be a little shaky sometimes. So I just want to tell you with that shabba dab that if you want something, go look for it. Go looking for it. Please go looking for it because it's out there. It's out there. So you've just got to know if you really want something, you're going to be willing to go out there and look for it. So that, I just want you to read and whatever you need to be on. I don't want to inflect my views on everybody, but I think everybody should be reading one a week. But here's the deal. If that's not going to work for you, you do what works for you. So you determine that's one a month, one a quarter, whatever. And the last one is E for excitement. I want you to get excited about something. I want you to know that shadow of a doubt that you have something that you are so super excited about. Everything that you work on, you should be excited about. So when you do that, you have no reason to have any really things that you're upset about. I want you to just get so super excited about what you have going on. So that is our acronym for the Tuesday tip, just a short, you know, 5 or 6 minutes a week that I want to come and just bring you an acronym about something. Today it is aware. Please be aware of your surroundings, especially during the holiday time. There's a lot of people that end up getting rocked up during the holidays because they're not aware of what's going on around them. Please be aware of what's going on around you all. Be aware of what's going on in your business ventures. Just be aware at all times. So the A stands for available. The W stands for work. The second A stands for attitude. The R stands for read. And the E stands for excitement. This is Cheryl Jones, Queen of Hearts, with the Tuesday Tip, episode number 43. Have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.